On this feast day of Christ the King, I was thinking back, do I know any humorous stories that have to do with a king? And I did remember one. And it had to do with an Irish antique dealer who saw an American come into his store. And this American, on a visit to Ireland on holiday, said to him, you know, I really want something very special. I want a good souvenir from Ireland to take back to show all my friends. And so the owner of the antique store said, I have just the perfect souvenir for you. So he took him over to the front window, and there was a relic, the skull of King Brian Boru, the great High King of Ireland. Oh, the American was thrilled to get this incredible relic of this petrified skull of King Brian Boru. So he bought it for a large amount of money, and then he went home. Oh, about 10 years later, he was back on Ireland on another vacation, and he happened to be going down the same street, and he saw the antique store, and as he passed by, he saw in the window another skull, and this said, the skull of King Brian Boru, High King of Ireland. Oh, he was upset. And so he marched in, and the same owner was there and says, you cheated me. You know, I bought, when I was here 10 years ago, I bought the skull of King Brian Boru, and now there's another one in the window, and this one isn't even the same size. It's much smaller. How do you explain that? Well, the owner said, sir, you're a very wise and intelligent man. Don't you see that this skull here was the skull of King Brian Boru when he was a young boy? Well, today is the feast day of our great king, and our king is Jesus Christ. This beautiful feast day was established in the year 1925 by Pope Pius XI because he saw even way back in the 20s that our society was becoming more and more un-Christian, more and more secularized. So he said, let's have a special feast day and honor Christ the King to emphasize the fact that we want Jesus Christ to reign in our hearts and souls, in our families, and especially in our culture, in our society. And so this feast day was placed at the church as the culminating feast day of the year. Next week we begin Advent, which is a brand new liturgical year. And notice how beautifully the church weaves the life of Christ into each liturgical year. During Advent and Christmas time, the readings are all about the infancy of Christ. And then during Lent, they're all about the passion of the Lord. And during the Easter season, we read the accounts of the resurrection and the ascension. And then during the rest of the year, we have the ordinary readings about the miracles and the teachings of Christ. But today's feast day is the culminating feast day of the entire church year. And everything culminates in the fact that Jesus Christ is King. Now we know in Scripture that He is King. The angel Gabriel told the Blessed Mother that Jesus' reign would be without end. And we also know in Scripture the wise man came up to Herod and said, where is the newborn King of the Jews? Over the Lord's cross was placed the markings in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And as Jesus was dying, the good thief said to him, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So the Lord clearly is a king, but he's not like a regular earthly king that conquers through battles and through war. Jesus wants to conquer our hearts, and he does it through love and humility. When the Lord was born, he was not born in a great palace where a king should be born. He was born in a smelly stable. When he entered into Jerusalem, he didn't come in a chariot. He came in riding on a meek donkey. And so he gives us these messages to tell us he is a king, but he's a different kind of king. He's a king of love who wants to reign in our hearts. The Lord's throne was not a beautiful gold throne with jewels and diamonds. His throne was the wooden cross. And the crown he wore was not a crown with pearls and rubies or gold. It was a crown of thorns. And that's the message that that Christ gave us. That's the kind of king that the Lord was. But he wants to live and reign within our hearts, our families, and in society. And there are, I think, some very practical things that we can do to acknowledge the kingship of Christ in our life. And I think one very practical way to do that is every time we come to Mass, we genuflect. A genuflection was something that they used to do for the kings or the queens when they met royalty. They would bend on one knee and they would show respect to the king. Now, when we come to Mass, we do the same thing. As we enter into our pew, we genuflect to Christ the King. And a beautiful prayer to say is, my Lord and my God. Or even say, my King and my God, as a sign of adoration and reverence for Christ truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Another thing that is so important when we talk about how Christ can reign within our hearts as King is to live lives of holiness, following the Lord's commandments and avoiding sin in all its forms. I found a very powerful quote from King Louis the Ninth of France, Saint Louis of France, who wrote these words to his son shortly before his death, because his son was going to be taking over the kingship of France. And he said something very powerful that I think is something that all of us should listen to. He says, keep yourself, my son, from everything that displeases God. That is to say, from every mortal sin. You should permit yourself to be tortured by every kind of martyrdom before you would allow yourself to commit even one sin. Isn't that a powerful thought? That's how terrible sin is. And how we acknowledge the kingship of Christ by staying close to the Lord and living lives of holiness and godliness. One other practical way that I think families can honor the kingship of Christ is by enthroning the image of the Sacred Heart in your home. I know some of the families have done this. If you've not yet done that, it's a beautiful ceremony. It takes about 15 minutes. You can do it as a family or invite me or other parishioners over to be there for the ceremony. But what happens is that your family will take a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and you place it in some prominent place in your home, maybe your living room or your dining room or some prominent place, and you do the ceremony and read the prayers and say that Jesus Christ is King and Lord of my home and King of Lord of this family. And that's a great way to remind yourself and others when they come into your home that you are a Christian family and that Jesus Christ is King and Lord of this home. My goal would be that every single parish, every single family of our parish would one day, hopefully soon, do the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. And that's one practical way that Jesus Christ will live and reign in every family of our parish, in every home of our church. And it's also a great reminder because when Jesus Christ is there, represented by his image, that helps to keep out the bad music so that the teenagers won't listen to bad music, or that bad television shows won't be allowed into the home, or bad websites and things like that. So by having the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, it's a great way to live and honor Christ as King. I think what's happened in our society is that the television has become the king and lord of our culture, hasn't it? In most families, that's what reigns, that's what rules. But that should not be the case among us. That should not be our case as Christian families, that we should have in our home Jesus Christ as King and Lord and the center of our homes. And the enthronement, I think, is a great way to show that. Now, also in the workplace, Jesus Christ wants to reign in our workplace. So which is important that you, as Christians, are out there in the world. You're God's greatest evangelizers. You're God's greatest apostles because you're out there living in the world. You can reach people that I or the bishop and priest can never reach because you're out there living in the world, you're in the workplace. And just by your good example at work, the fact that you don't gossip and the fact that you don't use God's name in vain and don't tell dirty jokes, because of that, you'll be different in the workplace. And people will say, what is different about you? Because you are a Christian and Jesus Christ lives and reigns within your heart and soul. So as an employee, or as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a nurse, as a teacher, as a politician, you are establishing the kingship of Christ in your place of work and in your neighborhood. So many of you have already brought other people back to church and into the church because you've been kind and loving towards them, and you've reached out to people in your neighborhoods, and you are building up the kingdom of God in your home, in your neighborhood, and at your place of work. And I think it's such a great opportunity for us, since we're actually building a new parish, this is really a great way to build up the kingdom of God in this part of Prince William County, because our church will be a physical sign of the presence of the kingdom of God in this county. For the people of Braemar and Bristow and Gainesville and Haymarket and Noakesville, we are actually establishing the kingdom of God in this area. And this will be a lasting legacy that we'll be able to leave for the people in this area, a church and a school. And we look forward to establishing the kingdom of God. Until that time, we continue to spread the kingdom of God through our taking care of the poor and the needy, by baptizing babies, well over 400 now been baptized in our parish. Every new baby that's baptized, we're advancing the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is growing with every child that makes First Holy Communion, or every child that gets confirmed, or every marriage that gets blessed in the church. We are advancing the reign of Jesus Christ. Now, this is a great opportunity that all of us have to be apostles and evangelists and to bring about the reign of Jesus Christ here on earth. We need to do this in our laws of our society, in our culture, to try to offset the culture of death that we live in. We promote goodness and truth and life and beauty and holiness. And this is a great opportunity we have in our culture here and now. It really is a spiritual battle that we're all engaged in. Christ is our King. We are His good and loyal servants. Let's keep advancing the reign of Christ by evangelizing and by bringing others to Christ, so that every person will acknowledge the true fact that Jesus Christ is King. God bless you.